Cardiff, this is Kevin.
Yes, good afternoon. How you doing, Kevin?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing fair. I guess, Kevin, my name is Sylvester, and I'm interested in trying to get a concession stand there leased or property buying one. I just want to know how you all go about starting assisting someone with something like that.
Well, do you have a business currently?
Well, I own a real estate there, and I'm trying to put I have enough space there to cooperate a concession stand there. So, in other words, extra income there, what I'm looking for.
But I mean, do you actually have a corporation formed now, or are you a sole proprietor at this point?
I'm a business partner there. We own some real estate property there, and we're just beginning with that, and we're just getting our tenants into that. But I know this mainly everything revolves around your credit there. And I think that's what that thing go on.
Well, no, the we're a commercial bank.
Yes.
So we only offer business loans. So the first step, and I'll give you my direct phone number, but the first step would be getting your business license all put together. You would have to have the license to actually have a concession stand and sell that product, food and beverage, and actually have a corporation or a sole proprietorship set up to do so. Once you have that, then we can put the loan together for you for the assets themselves. But until you actually have the business set up to use the actual concession stand itself, we wouldn't be able to do anything for you. But, yes, then credit would kind of come into play a little bit, but really we just need to have the business entity even set up first because we can only write the loan for a business.
Okay, very good. We do have our tax ID number.
I understand, but it sounds like it's for real estate as opposed to food and beverage. So you would have to have, you're essentially more of a restaurant business license set up. Because we couldn't even if we tried to give you a loan for a concession stand, we wouldn't be able to do it under a real estate business.
Right.
The business itself has to make sense. Such as, I couldn't finance you for, a piece of manufacturing equipment, because you're not a manufacturing company. So just trying to give you a heads up so you don't spend a lot of time. Every bank's going to tell you that because there's just a lot of other reasons. I mean, you have to have the proper liability insurance, and you won't have to be able to get the liability insurance to your insurance company if you're not, a restaurant. There's just a lot of things that would be required that all start with having the proper corporation or business formed.
Okay. Well, Kevin, I'm very good to get that enlightenment there from you because here in a Memphis, Tennessee, all of the restaurants. Had all that. They didn't have anything like a Chicago, New York, Boston, the East Coast there, so to speak, with the vending machines, buses or whatever thing. They had this code regulation. I guess the Restaurant Association found that people be entrepreneurs or someone since job prosperity everything like it used to be. So everyone can get into the free enterprise there, what I'm trying to say. I had a restaurant business, spent about $30,000. But I wish I had started on a shoestring, so to speak, like a concession stand, and my real estate property that I have is having to be in a very good location for a concession stand, I have my organization here. We are evolving around helping the homeless. And so that's what our real estate business mostly revolve around, and we're trying to get our 503C stuff and all that, so we could be more, we could be more vibrant in what we're trying to do. Because to start off, I and my partner, we already spent about $20,000 here. We have put our money off into setting up the 503 there. We've been lost ahead. But we learned on down the road, Jeff, so appreciate what you expressed there with us, Jeff. We can't get that direct number there that you have there, and we'll be back in touch with you there, Mr. Cap.
Absolutely. Let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
Again, my name is Kevin.
Okay, Kevin. Okay.
And my direct line is 858.
858.
519.
Okay.
5050.
5050. Okay, then, Mr. Kevin, 858-519-5050.
You got it, sir.
Okay, Mr. Cab. Thank you very much. I'll be Sylvester Peoples now. Thank you.
You got it. Have a good day.
Bye now.